This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
307 today on The Fan. Yankees, this is the second of four. Max Fried, who's just been dealing, he's on the mound here. And a couple of the things we've hit today, we'll get back to these phones. You know, the Yankees' inability to provide consistent protection for Aaron Judge, this lengthy Mets rut, the Knicks situation. So we got a lot going on, a lot of balls in the air. 888-808-1019. Let me get about Sal in Brooklyn. Sal, what's going on?
BT, first of all, great interview with Bailey right there.
Thank you.
Just to get a nice Nick perspective. Good job.
Thank you.
Here's the deal with the Yankees, and I'm with you 100%. And yes, there was a case in point. By putting Judge up third, anytime you get lucky with the bottom of the order coming up late in the game, if you still have to bite your nails and say, we need two more hitters to get on to get a Judge, you already defeated yourself. So by putting Judge in that 2-0, you get that lucky break. Boom, at least he can get on to do something. And if they walk him, you get lucky with a 3-run homer, you win in the game.
Yeah, but that's not really happening that much. Like, you know?
No. He's got to be up number two. Case closed. Stop playing with this lineup. Volpe got to be up ninth. And how many times, BT, you play ball, man? How many times are you going to see a guy swing with his ass in the dugout?
Come on, man. I know.
Step into the ball and hit the ball. There's got to be somebody. It's got to be a scout, a ball player, old school guy that says, you're bailing on every swing.
Yeah.
Every swing is driving you crazy. And last but not least, here's why they don't develop hitters. They had Judge that kept him in the minor leagues forever. You drafted Jones. You drafted this kid, Rock Riggio. The kid only led the nation in hitting in Division One. And what do they do when they draft him? They send him to low-A ball. You're not developing anything at low-A. Division One. It's equivalent to triple-A ball.
No, so it's not that. No, that's not true.
Jump.
A lot of people say
no,
that. That are. Is not true.
Not all of them. Not all of them. The good ones.
That's a bit of a stretch. But the other points are right on the money. I got you. No, I watched college baseball all the time. Like, not just the regional stuff and the super regional stuff. Like, it's generally part of the. I'm not sitting there for an hour and a half watching Clemson versus whomever. But I do consume a lot of college baseball. I watch a lot of it with my son. We enjoy it. The stadiums are sick. You know, the talent's great. It's not AAA. It is not. Now, I think part of the reason why some of these players languish, because I agree with most of the other points there, Sal, is that they really don't do a great job of distinguishing themselves at the levels of the minors before they actually get called up. They just don't. Like, Spencer Jones is 24, but he went to Vanderbilt. So he comes out, he starts his career, he's late 21, you know. And, you know, his first season, he played, what, 20, let me see, so he started in, he was with two teams. Yeah, he was with rookie ball for three games, just to give him, you know, a little indoctrination. And then he played 22 games in the Florida State, in Tampa, high A. And then the next year was high A and double. And then the next year was high A and double because he didn't crush high A. I mean, you got to. We could sit here and say, I mean, what are you doing? Get him up into my. You got to produce. You got to earn the call up. It's the way it generally goes. No, but I'm with you on the other stuff. All right, how about Artie's in Brooklyn? Oh, this could be an interesting one. He wants LeBron. Oh, God. Artie, what's cooking, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? I hope I get a chance to see you in London with the Jets. But when you're talking about the LeBron, look, I didn't want LeBron either. I was on your side. And then I'm thinking about it. If you could straight up make a trade, LeBron for Towns, just answer me this question. Are you a better team?
Yeah, you're a better team. Yes, you are.
Okay. Now, you're telling me that you have such, like, ill feelings from the time that he didn't want you back then that you would not want to be better next year and have a chance to win the championship. The advantage is that now you're getting rid of Townsend's, contract.
Yep.
Right, you could start over with LeBron. Like, I don't know, he's going to retire next year, the year after, whatever. You won't have to hear. Well, you got two great players on the court at the same time. LeBron is probably going to get Robinson to learn how to shoot a damn free throw. Okay, and as long as it's understanding that LeBron is not bringing his son here and he's all in. Look what he did. He was able to leave Cleveland and make up for it. How about he doesn't pick us and make up for it? All right, BT, thanks for taking a call, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, nobody's got energy like that guy. I mean, Artie is just off the charts, all over the map with the energy. I love it. It's funny. So today's the birthday of the fan. Doesn't that sound like an early FAN caller? That sounds like a Vin. Was he a long, not that long time caller, right, though? You would know, maybe.
Years. I don't know, 30 years, but years.
Not 30 years, not 20 years. More like much inside of that, right? I think.
At this point, the voices all sound the same.
Yeah, well, I mean, some distinguish themselves. Some cut through, man. But I think that what Artie's trying to sell, I'm still not buying, despite the very aggressive and theatrical sales job. I don't want LeBron. I don't want to be beholden to him forever. I've told you this. Don't want it. Now, number one, first of all, if you get LeBron, and it's not going to happen. It's fairy tale land. It's like, it's not happening. The money, we touched this with Begley. Great spot. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. If you missed the Free Odyssey app, Ian was really good. Hit everything. Leon Rose, Dolan, the coaching search, Giannis, I mean, the roster. It was a long convo. You're going to want to get it if you're a Knicks fan. But I don't think there's a guarantee. Even if they got Giannis, there's no guarantee. So if I don't want LeBron for the reasons I've told you, all right, because he didn't want us, and yeah, I'm holding on to that pettiness there. Those were dark days. I didn't check out of those dark days like some of you guys did. I was in the trenches. So maybe I take it a little more personally, sucking for that long, you know? So if they get him, there's no guarantee that he stays healthy, and there's no guarantee that they win. There's just not a guarantee. So you not only do you run the risk of getting him winning and then him getting all the accolades and that bothering me, but there's also the risk of getting him getting hurt, winning nothing, and losing a purposeful player. I'm just not doing it. I'm just not down with the whole LeBron show. I'm not. That's why I'm a Jordan guy. That's why I'm a Bird guy. That's why I'm a Magic guy. That's why I'm a Dominique guy. That's why, I mean, obviously I'm a Patrick guy. That goes without saying. But, like, just I don't need all the stuff. I don't need look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't need it. I don't like it. I respect his talents. Incredible player. Never been in trouble off the court. Like, keeps his nose clean with that stuff. But it's just not what I'm looking for. I like this squad. Brunson, the energy, the chemistry. I'm not looking to completely change it. 888-808-1019 is the number, of course. Let me get Mark at Oceanside. Mark, BT and Sal on the fan. What's going on?
BT, how are you today?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, I'm doing well.
Good.
As a diehard of diehard Mets fans, there are a lot of Mets fans, including myself, who are becoming very disgruntled with David Stearns.
Wonder boy.
Wonder boy. You know, I went to college, too, and so did you. So, okay. He has brought in a collection of mediocre players. Jose Siri, Jesse Winker,
yep.
Paul Blackburn, and the crowning jewel, Frankie Montas. And he let go of a player that nobody's mentioned, who's pitching well. He was a good fourth starter last year. Guy's name is Jose Quintana.
Yeah, signed for $5 million bucks.
Deal.
For $5 million, I think it was, right?
He signed, I think, for $5 million.
Yeah, that's what I think it was.
Last year, he was 10-10 for us.
He pitched well.
He's not a great pitcher.
No.
But he's a solid four.
Yeah, he's
solid.
Got a great, what's it, a changeup? He throws a lot of off-speed, and like he's deceptive. He's a pitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, I know.
But he's a craftsman.
Yep.
Up, down, in, out.
Yes.
And, of course, a lot of people who were younger don't remember Greg Maddux and pitchers who
Jamie
could do
Moyer.
That. Jamie Moyer.
Yep.
There was one on the Yankees I can't remember, but just pitchers who pitched.
On the Yankees? Like what year is about?
It had to be 25, 30 years ago, BT, that they had a guy...
You're not talking about Aaron Small, who like went like 10-0 one year.
Aaron Small was good but he was a flash in the night.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't know who you're talking. I wonder who you're talking about. Jimmy Key. There you go.
Jimmy Key couldn't break a plane of glass.
Yeah, I love Jimmy.
I'll give you another guy, Bobby Ojeda.
Yeah, another favorite, Bobby Ojeda. He's by the way, he's a great dude. I used to see him a lot at SNY. The old stories from that team. I mean, Bobby Ojeda is awesome, man. I love him.
I love those guys who send batters back to the dugouts, and they're grumbling
because
the ball comes in at 87 miles an hour, and it's either popped out or pounded into the ground.
Hey, you know, Mark, you know what's crazy, too? And thanks for the call, but I gotta get moving here. But so that type of player has been pushed out of the game, probably forever, right? But in a lot of ways, don't you think that that type of profile would be more effective today because everybody throws so freaking hard? Like, if you were assaulted by Jamie Moyer, again, this is a million years ago, but some of these names, 86, 88, 86, not realistic, but, you know, 89, 90, 91, 89-90 today is a lot different in terms of variance from what it was back in the day, because now everybody's north of 95. I just remember being a kid seeing 95 on the radar. I'm like, wow, that is absolute cheese. Now I look up in every pitch, 95, 96, 94, 97, 99, 99, 99. Oh, wait. There's a slider, 90. Back in the day, sliders used to be low 80s. It is crazy. It's just a different game. We know that. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT and Sal on the Fan got you till 2. That it's Evan and Tiki, and that it's the Yanks on the Fan. Hey, who wants to go see Adam Sandler? That sounds pretty good. Caller number 10, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler's You're My Best Friend tour coming to the Garden September 15th from our friends at Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You know, one thing I've never seen at the Garden, well, I've actually never seen wrestling at the Garden either. Obviously, a million Knick games, a million St. John's games, not quite a billion Rangers games, but enough. I remember back in the day, I would go to like the PSAL Championship when Lincoln was playing a few times. But I've never seen like a, obviously, concerts, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Journey. So I've been there a lot for other things. I've never been to the Garden for like a stand-up act, like a comedic routine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's got to be unbelievable. Got to be awesome. So, good luck with that. Sandler's the man. Let's get to back to the calls here. Let me get Sonny to Malvern. BT and Sal on the Fan. Sonny, what's happening?
Hey, BT. Yeah, I talk about Adam Sandler. I took my son. My son wanted to go, not me. I'm not a big stand-up guy. I mean, he's great in the movies, Adam Sandler, but yep. I took him to TNC years ago, and I didn't like it. I don't know. It's not the same.
Really?
As seeing the comedian in the movies. Yeah. That's just me. My son liked him.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that's all
yeah,
that matters.
Bruce Springsteen.
But you didn't like
he did
like
Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He
go
did
ahead,
the Bruce Springsteen. He did the Bruce Springsteen, you know, thing where, you know, he imitates Bruce Springsteen. He
yeah.
brought his daughter up on stage, which was great. She was a singer, I think. I don't know. It just wasn't for me.
Now, have you seen, like, were you into the Dice Man or Richard Pryor, if you're old enough, or Eddie Murphy?
No.
Or...
No, the only one I remember BT seeing when I was younger was, what's his name, at Nassau Coliseum, Steve Martin, which I remember I enjoyed. He did the balloon thing and all that stuff. Maybe I was younger, and I'm a little bit older, so, you know, that doesn't really hit me as much.
I got you. All right, fair enough. What's happening? How you doing?
Yeah, really good. Really good, thanks. I hate to burst Artie's bubble, and Artie's a good caller, but I got to turn down the radio when he's on.
Yeah.
But I hate to burst his bubble. LeBron's not coming here. I agree with you. And the majority of fans do not want LeBron here. Would he make the team better? Yes, he would. But I like the team, like you said. And I don't think they got to make a lot of changes, BT. I think they got to obviously get a three-point shooter and prove that, you know, the bench, which everybody knows. And if Mike Brown comes here, and I think most fans would be happy with that, mm-hmm. I think they just got to tweak it a little bit. Listen, let's not forget, without that epic collapse in Game 1, they're most likely going to the finals. And Indiana pushed OKC to Game 7. Who
could say
that the Knicks wouldn't have done that? So I don't think they got to make major changes. And, you know, so let's just be a little bit patient. I know it's a little wacky what they did. I would have had a coach in place if I would have fired Tibbs. That's not the way they went for some reason. But let's see what happens. If Mike Brown comes here, I think the majority of the fans would be happy. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Mike Brown, for me, certainly. I mean, I'm not saying it's going out and celebrate like Pat Riley's coming back 2.0, but I think Mike Brown's good. And I'm with you. I don't think that there, and I think it'll be good for this group because he's an offensive guy. I don't think that there's a ton that they can do. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers here. You know, I mean, Karl Anthony Towns making 53 next year, then 57, and then 61. That's a player option. So he's, you know, he stretched out for a couple years. You know, OG signed a big deal, 39.5, 42.5, 45.4 in the year 27-28, and then a player option for almost 49 in the next year. You know, Jalen's obviously taking a discount. I mean, think about that. Cat's making 53 next year. Jalen's making 34. That's fair. I know it's kind of like when you're up and it's, you know, first round pick, first overall pick. I get it, but still. Mikal Bridges, they've got to resolve that. His contract's up after this year, $24 million. Josh Hart, remember they signed him to an extension. I believe it was a four-year deal. So last year was year one. Yeah, and then it's 19.7, then 20.9, and then is that a player or a team option? That should be a team option. Yep, that's a team option. So two more years for sure on the books with him. Mitch is up after this year, 12.9, so it could be decision time there or extension time. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily do that, but yeah, Basule, if I'm saying his name right, actually I know more about his game than I can even say his name, but, and I do like the move. 5 next year, then 5.3 the year after. Deuce still 4, you know, 4-3, a couple million bucks here. You know, it's funny, Clarkson's already on the thing here. Yeah. I didn't wait long for that. You know what you know what's not going to happen? Well, it wouldn't have happened with Tom Thibodeau. It might happen with somebody else. I'm telling you. And I know that I'm a little biased because I saw him run circles around everybody in the Big East. There is nobody that can convince me that Tyler Kolek cannot have a meaningful role in the NBA. Like our version of TJ McConnell. Like something like that. Like just a little nuisance who was a great passer. You know, could do some stuff in transition and could shoot. Yeah, I know he's going to be a problem on D, but hey, there's enough of him. He got other problems, so join the party. You'd have to use him judiciously because you can't have him out there with other guys who you don't want to have three defensive issues, but I'm not saying run with the starters here, but I don't know, Kolek and Mitch for a couple of minutes and Deuce, I think he's got some talent. There is no doubt about that. Let me get, how about Steve and Clifton, BT and Sal. What's up, Steve?
How you doing? BT, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. You got it, Steve.
I want to talk about why I think either a player like LeBron or even bringing in a college coach is a better idea than all this talk about some of the big names that get done. And I wanted to do that by giving you a few stats. I mean, I can't remember if it was you or Sal or Evan was talking about college coaches coming into the NBA, and there were 13 that came in, and only two of them lasted 5 years. So I decided to go and take a look at how many coaches there have been in the NBA.
Oh.
There's been 356,
okay.
And only 10% of them have lasted 5 years. So the college coach is at 15%, even in a small sample. I don't see where they're any worse than the coaches that are there now. And of the 78 championships that have been in the NBA since they started doing it,
There's been 34 coaches that won a championship. 14 of them have won two championships or more.
Uh-huh.
And of those 14, champions, those guys that won two or more, they won 55 of the 78 championships. Phil Jackson had 11. Red Auerbach had 9.
Pat Riley.
I mean, the chances that you're going to land one of those guys.
Yep. Yep.
Is so small.
Pop.
I mean, it's like a 6 or 7% chance.
Yeah. Yeah, now, Steve, you know I appreciate the numbers. I know you just hit us with a lot there. I actually did follow that as you were hitting us with all those numbers. Good. If you did that research on your own, it's a good job. See, the problem is it's always going to be a roll of the dice when you hire somebody. What you try to do is offset the risk. Like, we already know. There's nothing else to guess about. Like, we know what, you know, Mike Brown, Jenkins, like, these guys have already coached and already had different levels of success in the NBA. So you're taking out some of the guesswork. You're getting more of a sure thing. Whereas with Calipari, you know, and Patino with the Celtics, he just have a good roster with the Celtics, and some others, obviously. You know, it's just, it's very hard to, all right, well, this guy coached, you know, 41 games in college and had all the power, especially before NIL. It's a little different now. By the way, maybe this is kind of the time to make transitions, maybe not immediately, but maybe this is the beginning of a trend where, you know, the thing that drives guys like Tom Izzo, and I'm sure Dean Smith, if he was still with us, and Louis, rest in peace, and all the old timers, you know, I'm sure Calhoun, who's still with us, but he's bothered by this to an extent, and, you know, Larry Brown, just the old school coaches, right? College. They just, that's why Jay Wright left the game. Like, you know, there comes a point where the influence that you have on the roster and the young man, it's almost completely gone, because they're making, in some cases, more money than you. Not as much in basketball, but they're making millions. I think St. John's roster this year is going to be about $10 million in total. I think probably a little more. So Rick's not making $10 million. Now, Rick's fine with it, because Rick's, you know, Rick's done everything and he's got nothing to prove, and he's learned, and he's told me this, he's learned to put his ego at the door. But I almost think, like, in 5 years, as the NILs are even more entrenched, then college coaches learn how to operate where there's more of an equitable relationship, maybe, between player and coach. The fear factor's gone a little bit. The power is obviously diminished and split more evenly. And we can have an argument whether or not that's good for the sport. I don't think it is. I don't have a problem with kids getting paid, but, I mean, transferring, hopping around, it's a mess. I think, though, you'll see maybe more people, because now they're used to it. If you've coached a roster, like, Florida's probably going to have a $15, $20 million roster. I mean, I'm just throwing out a number, but I think it's a little more than St. John's, $15 million this year. And, you know, if you're their coach, that's kind of what you grow up with. That's kind of what you're used to. So it's not a real tough transition for somebody like Izzo, who was coming up in the old school ranks when, I don't think he did, but you had to cheat when nobody was looking, and the coach still had the whistle and the power and playing time and earnings power as a pro, all those things. No, just something to keep an eye on. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. BT and Sound on the Fan comeback. Camera out a couple more calls. Get you set up. Evan and Tiki, and then the Yanks in Toronto. Game two of a four-game series in Toronto.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Artie's in Brooklyn. Oh, this could be an interesting one. He wants LeBron. Oh, God. Artie, what's cooking, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? When you're talking about the LeBron, look, I didn't want LeBron either. I was on your side. And then I'm thinking about it. If you could straight up make a trade, LeBron for Towns, just answer me this question. Are you a better team?
Yeah, you're a better team. Yes, you are.
Okay. Now, you're telling me that you have such, like, ill feelings from the time that he didn't want you back then that you would not want to be better next year and have a chance to win the championship. The advantage is that now you're getting rid of Townsend's contract.
Yep.
Right, you could start over with LeBron, like, I don't know, he's going to retire next year, the year after, whatever. You won't have to hear, well, you got two great players on the court at the same time. LeBron is probably going to get Robinson to let out a damn free throw.
revved up as always. There it is, call of the day. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number. Back to you guys, James in Middletown. What's happening, Jim?
Yo, BT, my man. What's going on, brother?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good. How about you? You all right?
Good, bro. Thanks.
Nice.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to touch base. Just go back to the Yankees real quick. And before I say that, dude, you're the best guy on the radio, hands down. It's not even a contest. And when you were in the booth last year, that was a home run, man. You need to be in the booth full time.
What a refreshing voice. It was an honor. Thank you. I can't even believe I did it, really, when I think about it. Like, there's certain things.
So lucky, man.
Yeah. I realize that. That's not lost on me. There's so many things that you know, you want to do when you want to enter this business. And, like, I didn't really even allow my mind to go, like, wow, maybe you can call a Yankee game someday. Like, that was the genuine surprise, and I was very honored by that. I had a blast.
Good. You killed it, man.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to talk about, hear me out on this. Mm-hmm. I can't stand I'm a huge baseball fan, just like you, BT, played my whole life.
Yeah.
I cannot stand the intentional walk rule in baseball. Listen, we're forgetting that baseball is is entertainment. It's entertaining for the fans. We pay the salaries, right? Like, I want to see Judge hit. If I save my money to take my kids to a ball game to go see Aaron Judge, I don't want to see him get walked three times. It's entertainment. And think about the pitcher. This pitcher's been spending his whole life throwing balls to get to this level. And then he finally gets to pitch to the best, arguably the best hitter we've ever seen. And they put four fingers up. Like, it's a terrible loophole in the game.
Well, now, James, think about it. I'm going to beat you a little bit here. Like, again, when the rule was born or created, they don't personalize it like, well, someday there's going to be some kid who dreamt of getting out Babe Ruth or Aaron Judge. Like, it doesn't work that way. I know what you mean. And I know what you mean about going to the ballpark as well. And thanks for the call. With the kids and wanting to see the best players hit. Conceptually, of course, I'm with you. Here's my issue with the intentional walk, and I was thinking about this earlier. Like, I would love to see there be some sort of penalty. Like, in the NBA, when you foul somebody, if it's your sixth foul, you're out of the game. If it's, depending upon college versus pro, over the limit, 1-1, you know, double bonus, whatever it might be, 7 in college, 1-1, 10 double bonus. In the NBA, it's obviously different. But the point is, you're penalized once you hit a certain threshold of penalties. Now, if you want to reach for the intentional walk, that's fine. But I would like it to be a little more strategically placed, almost like instant replay. Like, all right, we're not saying you can't do it, but you can't do it, you know, not that you ever see it five times in a game. But if you have a checkpoint, two, I'll just throw a number out there, two. Or even if you want to do one, I wouldn't have much of an issue with that, but probably two. You are going to be faced with a decision maybe early where you're like, first base is open. There's a couple guys on second and third here. I'd like to walk him here, but it's the second inning and it's 1-0 us. Like, is it worth it? I'd just like to see a little more strategy with it. Dole, do you have something? You look like you grabbed the mic. No.
I'm talking to Evan down the line for the next show.
Gotcha. Tell Evan to wait his turn. Tell Evan to relax. This show's still going on. Did you tell him? What's up, Ev? All right.
Oh, BT.
Hey, there you are, buddy. What's going on?
I got very exciting news from the Roberts household, and it involves you.
Oh, am I out less money, more money? It's got to be something with Jet Williams, with Jet Roberts. What is it?
I love how you call him Jet Williams. Jet will be in attendance tomorrow, and he'd like his money, please.
He will be in attendance tomorrow.
Yes. He's already planned what he's going to buy with this thing 15 times.
What's he going to buy? So a video game or something?
The first thing was something from Roblox. Do your kids play Roblox?
They pretty much phased out of every once in a while, but they were definitely big into it. I'm not saying never, but not as much as they used to. Very little, but I know the game well.
He's fully engaged in Roblox. Good. There's something with Roblox, so I think that's on the way. Then he wanted to buy MLB The Show for the PS5, but we don't have the PS5, so then he was going to, I'll put that money towards the PS5. He has spent the $110 15 times already, BT.
Hey, man, listen, he's not like that. He's not cheap.
All to say, Mets suck, which, by the way, he has said a lot over the last week, as has all of us.
That is true. At least he got paid for it. Now, the funny thing is, if he's going to keep playing the show, Tell him, you know, his buddy BT says to stop asking dad advice on intentionally walking batters. I heard that. So, do me a favor. Tell everybody real quick. That was funny what happened with your son with the walk the other day.
Yeah, so I guess in MLB The Show, there's a tutorial where they say they advise you on what to do.
Uh-huh.
And so they advised him correctly to walk Austin Riley with second and third, two outs and Matt Olson on deck because he had a lefty on the mound.
Mm.
So Jet says, how do you do the intentional walk? I said, oh, let me figure it out. I do it. Matt Olson, of course, because of course, hits a grand slam home run, and it caused Jet to be pissed off at me. Why'd we walk him, Dad?
I know.
Why'd we do that? I'm like, welcome to the life of Mets Braves. Whether it's a video game or real life, we get our ass kicked, son.
Like a real, like a, hence the genesis of Mets suck. Yes. With that little youthful voice, he's got he's got the scratch coming his way tomorrow. I got a question for you.
Yes.
So today, and you've been here a long time, man. But today is the 38th birthday of WFAN, born with the first syllables from Susan Waltman. On the update, 1987.
Yes.
Now, what I would find interesting, and I put this on social media, but I want one from you.
Yes.
If you could pair up one past, one current, two past, whatever, two current talents, just to do a shot, I don't mean like for a real show, but like one show that you think would be interesting or combustible or a train wreck. You got any suggestions?
Joe Beningo.
And?
And... yeah, I think he'd kill Sal. I think he would actually destroy him. Like,
you think
he'd actually
so?
Physically beat him up, yeah. Are you serious with this, bro?
Yeah.
The East is over?
Yeah, but hold on. Can he physically beat up Sal?
Oh, not anymore. Are we taking Joe from 20 years ago or Joe from today?
20 years ago, Joe puts him in a wrap and just buries him?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah. I actually thought Sal and Mad Dog would be, even though they're buddies, that would be fun if it's off the rails.
That would be something.
Somebody said Pete Franklin and Carton.
I think Craig interned for Pete Franklin, so he knew Pete.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, we played an old clip of Pete Franklin about 2 weeks ago because it was a caller calling in. It shows you how little things change in all these years.
Yeah.
A guy calls in and says, I went to Shea Stadium wearing a Yankee hat, and Met fans were so mean to me. Pete Franklin's like, are you a douche? Like,
yeah,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you deserve it, you clown.
It's exactly what he said.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I know you got to get ready for your show, but really the most important aspect of you're right, things really haven't changed that much. The station was born in 87, and those Mets still don't have a championship, buddy.
Yeah, basically, they don't, the Jets don't, the Knicks don't, the Nets don't, the Islanders don't.
Jeez.
Yeah, basically, half of our sports teams have done nothing since FAN's been around, but let's change that in 2025, will we?
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I noticed Tiki's looking more and more buff, which means you're looking more and more worse. Tiki's looking absolutely yoked. I said that. I said, what are you doing, man? Like, he's always looked good. He looked great yesterday.
Dude, he was doing push-ups every commercial break. And I watch it, and I'm like, I got to start doing that.
Yeah, I used to do them. And he would do planks, which I'm not doing planks.
Right.
I would do push-ups, and then I got the stupid shoulder impingement, so I couldn't do them. No, but we would always do stuff. He is sculpted, man. He looks phenomenal.
Yeah, he does make me feel bad about myself every time I look at him. It's a good point.
All right, dude. Have a great show, man.
See you.
All 22 minutes of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.